Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, 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 baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She needs to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out. And let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for a child's birthday. I ain't invited. Despite it, I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you. Yeah, yeah.
I remember that.
Shay, kicking it live here with my mother from another mother, Miss Jackson, with LLBP Radio. Where you got your hardcore rap and your smooth R&B for the lady? So tune in for the best time of your life with the most real talk topics. Hardcore freestyle. You can't get no better. Miss Jackson, I love you, baby.
She's the fantasy that you ever had. The finest on the internet. Why you smoking a phony dodo? She can tell it how it is, nigga, like her.
Welcome, 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 people. Welcome to a torrential thunderstorm Tuesday on the one and only most interactive, most entertaining, most exciting talk show, radio, rap show. Call it what you may, just call in to the one and only LLBP radio show. I am your hostess with the mostest. I go by the name of Miss Jackson, a.k.a. Miss Damn J. And while we're here, take time to tune in to us on viewulive.com and check us out streaming live, baby. We're here today. Matter of fact, sharing is caring. Take time to share and let somebody know. Tag them, text them, DM them. Smoke signals do too. Just let them know how we what, all right? Oh, and in case you want to talk to us, we do have a call-in line where you can call in live. 760-542-4327. Again, for those in the back row, we at 760-542-4327. Next, I am the one and only. Y'all know my name. If you don't by now, let me reintroduce myself. My name is Miss J. Believer, baby. Best believer, baby. And up in the front doing what everything we want. My guy, the engineer, Juan. He's happening. Hadn't got it. And to my right, keeping all my shit tight over there. Y'all know I'm Samir. Come here, Merle. You already know. Alright? And shout out to everybody that's tuning in to the show. Like I said, take time to tune in. Check us out. Share it with somebody, please. Don't be shy. I talk back. I ain't scared of you. Don't be scared of me. Alright? Matter of fact, shout out to Steve Taylor, Catrice, LaGrange, hey girl. I don't even know how you say your name, or Alcadir, Mr. Six, hey, Miguel, Max D, the Leticia. On and on. I appreciate y'all. Like I said, take time to tune in and share. It don't take a time to fuck with man. Just, you know, hit a button. It ain't nothing. Alright. Shout out to that fan over there that got me feeling kind of good, y'all. Thank you, Lakeisha. Thank you, y'all. I'm trying to pop these braids out. I know y'all see. I'm trying to make Picky look fab. That's my thing. Hashtag. Make Picky look fab. You look as good as you feel. Ladies, don't shut it down just because it's summer or just because you got a few braids. Wash that shit up out your head and keep it going that way. You heard me? Alright. Thank you, Max. I appreciate all y'all showing love to me. Shout out to my girl who keep my do done, y'all. She got me feeling some type of way. Y'all see my shirt? I know y'all took blood. I'm going to get up. I'm feeling so good. I've been sober. I'm going to say, wait a minute, correction. Don't be humming. I am, I've been alcohol free. Can I say that? I've been alcohol free. Yes, I've been doing good, though. Today, I brought in a beverage of soda in for my cup. That's it, that's all. That's it, that's all, y'all. I get high on up. Shout out, wait a minute, let me stop. Shout out to my 420 Nation. Y'all know how I get down. Shout out to my dysfunctional family members. My biologicals are tuning in. Nothing but love for you, baby. Nothing but love, all right? Michael Fudge, what's going on? What's going on? Today, y'all. I wanted to stop for a minute. I want to talk for a minute about a few things that's going on. First off, I know y'all don't really like me to get political. I don't give a shit. I feel it all in my bones today. Because I'm kind of a blastivist, if you will. You know. I'm a silly type of chick, but I'm a realist too. I pay attention. Stay woke. Stay woke, people. Stay woke. They got this judge stuff going on. I know y'all don't pay no attention to it, and you think it don't matter. But I'm going to need y'all to stay awake just a little more because shit's real. Shout out to Ryan Banks. Tuning in, right on. But yeah, we got this good thing going on, y'all. Yeah, we had to switch mics, so if you see the shit moving in my face, we going to be all right. Everything going to be all right. Intuitive. I'm going to get them together. There we go. Big Daddy got me. Big Daddy got. Shout out to my guy always in the building. Holding it down. White trees in this thing. Look at the dog. What's this?
Silverback
gorilla. Oh, that was Silverback gorilla. I'm talking about my chihuahua ass. What was that? That was a mutt. But I was a big dog dog. It was cute. Don't be looking up around. I'll be looking around at me. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, back to the lecture at hand. I'm kind of concerned about this judge thing. And if y'all not, shame on you, because it's a lot at stake that's going on. So, you know, why y'all flipping y'all phones and stuff? Pay attention. Just kind of look. I know ain't nobody interested in Trump shit. I ain't either. Fuck him. But he gets to make a lot of decisions in our world that affect us. And the one he got to make, y'all, that affects us for the next, not just my generation, but for my seed and my seed's seed and yours too. Okay? Things like civil rights, the right for us to vote, Roe versus Wade. All y'all birth control, all y'all abortion, all y'all, you know, Planned Parenthood. Don't play crazy, because it's a lot of y'all have been there. And if nothing else, to that little venereal disease you think you might have got from that Tatiana that one day. I'm just saying. But there are a lot of things at stake when it comes to a judge, especially Supreme Court. Shout out to Shiny D. So, yeah, y'all need to pay attention to things like that. I ain't going to dwell on it too long because that's really not the topic of the day. But I just wanted to point that out, that we need to pay attention and stand up for something, or you'll fall for any goddamn thing. And I'm going to let that go. Moving right along, though. People. Last week we had talked about, and we had said, matter of fact, my engineer had reminded me that we had talked about, we had said we were going to talk about LGBT, LMNOP, LTD, FDICA. They done added so many letters, I don't even know what it is no more. Tracy Knight, what's going on, boo? Shout out to all those again that's tuning in. Feel free to call in and talk to us at 760-542-4327, or you can comment, you know, on the comment and let us know what you have to say. But we are talking about the LGBT. What's the other letters? IQ, what are they? QIA. But first off, remind us again, what all them letters. Now, I know what the LGBT, everybody's familiar with those letters. But what's the IQA? I know what IQ is, but it ain't got nothing to do with LGBT. So what is IQA? You don't know. If it ain't part of the LGBT community, why are they putting it with the LGBT people, and why are they not, like my code that said, shout out to Chino, couldn't make it tonight. I hope you feel better, family. I hope you feel better. But why are they not offended? First, if you don't even know what they mean. I do. Let me tell y'all for informative reasons what it means. LGBTIQA stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, questioning, and ally. God damn. That's a whole bunch of shit. That sounds like some freaky shit to me, because see, I understand up until they got the intersex. I don't even know what the fuck that is. Can anybody in this room know what intersex is? Oh, shit. Okay, I ain't gonna say that, y'all. Y'all, you had to see the gray back, what was it, the silver back? Go ahead and get it in here. Call off. But, boom, yeah, that thing. And queer and question. And then, like, the curious. So, and allies. Why are there so many groups? Because I know.
What's the man's name to answer to all the
questions? Donald Trump?
No.
Oh.
The one who's answering to all the questions. He's being called out right now on all the allegations.
Bill Cosby?
Yeah,
I don't think I'm a liar, though. How many people did Bill Cosby have sex with?
We're talking about the white man. You probably go with the celebrity. Bill Cosby people with he's putting the process into Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein
did Hollywood. Harvey Weinstein
did
Hollywood. Yeah. He's part of that IQA. That's what I was saying last week. At 1%, he's at 1% people he talks about who can get those titles the queers is something that's been calling gay.
Gay for a long time, absolutely.
It's something that's always been about BLM. Allies, that's not like somebody just showing up for the next person. Don't even tell us. It ain't real. I think those are just straight up letters and, you know, and percent of the people that don't think some different out here. They get in those letters, but I ain't never heard that. That's something awesome over in New York.
Well, I don't.
What is intersex? Can somebody look that up?
I'm going to look up what intersex is, people, because I'm really curious as to what if anybody that happens to be on here and you happen to know what some of this is, please help us out. What is an intersex? Intersex is a general term used for a variety of conditions which a person is born with a reproductive or sexual anatomy that doesn't seem to fit the typical definitions of a male or a female.
That
sounds more like a hermaphrodite. What's the difference? What's the difference between a hermaphrodite and an intersex? Hermaphrodite is usually described a person that has a both male and female, but today people refer to the word intersex because hermaphrodite is offensive to some people, so they use intersex to refer to hermaphrodite. But is my question. But because you were born with both things, bless from Jesus, do that mean you're gay, or does that mean that you had a chromosome malfunction? I wonder, do they consider themselves gay? Because I think in the hermaphrodites, don't they have to choose what sex their parents choose, what sex sexual organ they're going to use so that they can, you know what I'm saying, in the bathroom and stuff at birth? So then why do they call them, put them in the questioning and all that category? What does that mean? Okay. Well, I don't know. All I know is when it comes to, thank you. All I know is they get so many categories that they confusing themselves, let me tell it. They're confusing the ones that were already in the category. Like I said, for one, if I was a hermaphrodite, I would be offended. No shade to my LGBT. But they know clearly who they are. And a hermaphrodite does too. And so why do they have to be put in a category? That's my thing. Let's talk about that for a goddamn second. Why are there so many stereotypes and need to be so many titles and stuff? Why are titles so mandatory? Excessive, that's unnecessary at times. It is because what it does is it sticks people in certain categories, whether they want to be that or not, whether they're that or not. Because I did this, or because I was born this way, or because my environment or my this or my that caused my life to go one way or another, now I'm considered this way. I'm an angry bitch. I'm a hoe. Because I got five babies, I'm automatically a hoe. You judge by how many baby daddies I had, not how much time I spent with, not if I was in a relationship, but the fact because I was looking for love and chose the wrong man made me a hoe. Because ladies out here having sex. What's up, JoJack? Corey? Folks is out here having sex. They're single. You won't. Fuck who you want to. You can do that if you're single, you know? But because you sleep with who you want to, if you a female, you a whore or a slut. If you a man, shit, you just out here doing your thing, you know what I mean? slapping it down, tearing down walls, whatever you want to call it. That there is what you do. But us, we hope. But y'all players, y'all. I'm serious. You say walking to the moon, though. We're kind of on that one, but hey, shout out to Rich Aces in the building. Much love to you, brother. But yeah, we have to have hate. And once you get stuck in a category, you can't, like I said, you can't get at it. I'll give an example of fellas. A man might be a felon, he might have sold drugs, you know what I mean, he might have had a bad night, or just chose the wrong path, he made bad decisions. We all do. He go to jail, then changed his life, you know what I mean, got right with himself, with his wife, with God, whoever. And then, he want to do better, but he can't because society hold him down because he got that flag, that felony on his record. So automatically, your pay go down. They treat you like such and such. You're not entitled to public assistance, though you have to pay for everybody else. In certain states, you're allowed to, you're not allowed to vote, you know, but you still have to pay for everything else, including your, you know, debt to society. They call you less of a person because you upset them. You know? I have a person on here. I just say their first name. I love you, Stephanie. That's such a good name. Titles are the only way we as human beings can make sense in our minds of why a person is not the same as the same. Point made. Point made, ma'am. Point made. However, and I really can't challenge that per se, but what I can say is, when we make distinctions, it's okay to categorize. But when you break down into titles and subtitles, they become characteristics more so than distinctions. You understand what I'm saying? To me, I feel like if you say, you know, let all right, there you go. That's a leg. But then they start saying, oh, she a dyke, or she a butch, or she a this, or she that. I don't know all the terms because they even break down the subtitles. And now it's, oh, the butch bitch, she wear all boxers. The butch bitch doesn't look like a man. Just because she wears her clothes a certain way, does she got to be all that? Can she just be a person? My son said, oh, hell no. Boom. No, you can't. But, flipping on to the gay side, and yes, this is soda. Come on in. Come on in. It's, I thought you would come on in. You're getting tired. I'm getting tired. Derek Spears, thank you for tuning in. But yeah. So when they get gay, then they say, okay, now they got the flames. They got the metrosexuals. They got this. They got that. They break down into categories too. The downloads, all that. But now, they start, when they start saying that the flames, they always want to stack, crackle, and pop. Is that true? Miss, is that, oh, we get the mic together, y'all. Hey, Nikita, Nikita said, hey, nephew, I see you.
Okay, all
right. But, yeah. You don't always fit in a category. Because just because you, what I say that we may fit in certain categories, but not all characteristics or attitudes fit. every individual. I'm a Scorpio. Can't tell you that. I would want to. Y'all know how we what. But, oh, she said in the film, yes, they do have that. The lipstick, lesbians and films. I forgot that. But, yeah, they say Scorpios this and Scorpios that. That don't, just because I was born that day don't necessarily mean that I fit among all the categories. Have you ever been put in a category? Have you ever been put in a category that you didn't necessarily like or think was fair that they put you there? What's up, Dennis Whiteside? What's up, Dennis Whiteside? But I don't particularly like being put in a category because I'm different. Yes, I'm different. Pull up in the, oh, I got pushed out the way. I was getting ready to sing in the I'm Different song. But, yeah. We, I'm very different. And I'm in the category all by myself. The great thing about God and what he does for us is he made us individuals. I love my individuality. I love who our God created me to be. I'm not like one like mirror like me. And me and me share the same blood. You know what I mean? That's blood of my blood, flesh of my flesh. But yet, you know, we're very different. We have certain things that we share.
Oil and water.
But we are oil and water. We are very different. So, what makes me different makes me special. I don't want to be categorized because then you'll lose what makes me valuable. You understand? If they throw us in a category, you seem to lose the things, the gifts that people are trying to give you, the things that challenge the skills and the potential that each and everybody has in them. You lose that because they just throw you in a category. Have you ever been thrown in the category before, Amir?
Yep.
Tell me about it. Talk to me.
I've been categorized and profiled. You see, categorizing somebody, the same thing to me as being profiled altogether. I'll give y'all one instance I had. I was walking to work, and anybody who knows me knows it's so slayed to me because I would walk in and everywhere. I walk across town any day of the week. Especially about that bread. So I was on my way to work, and I guess somebody had tried to rob the LA Fitness out there on Pendleton Pike.
Wow.
And they had saw me walking past. I had on a black coat, a typical black coat, dead of winter, with a book bag on. They pulled me completely to the side. I'm walking down the sidewalk. And they took my book bag, my coat, everything. I mean, completely under. Didn't ask no questions, didn't ask for no ID, didn't tell me what was going on. I'm just walking through my head to work. Had me out there freezing for 2 hours. And when I finally got an answer of what happened, I'm like, well, why? What am I getting for that? For what did I do? They said, well, somebody tried to rob the LA Fitness and you fit the description. But I never got told that from the beginning, cooperated. And then, so I felt like if they would have really was trying to investigate, they could have linked that and sit in the car. But they had me out like I was actually the criminal. And then at the end of it, they didn't say, oh, well, we apologize, didn't offer me no ride. Didn't see if I was okay, you know, nothing. They just told me, keep it moving. I felt like a complete criminal. And when
wow.
You get put in that category not knowing that I was on my way to work, and I've never been in the system. I don't commit any crimes at all. I literally work every day of the week just about. So to even feel like a criminal when you're not, it definitely didn't make me feel good about myself.
But you know what? A lot of us get categorized in that kind of way.
Especially having a lot of being black.
I was going to say, that, you know, we make jokes about being black on a Friday night. How many people? I know I've had an experience in my own neighborhood that, and that's messed up because you a block away from your house. Yet you got folks on there that, like, we driving had some new speakers. They have speakers at the time. Yeah, this was no yesterday shit. But I'm driving the speakers home in the back of the pickup truck. They gonna pull me over from a block and a half away. Whip them. Woo! What is it now? Roll the window down. What are you pulling us over for? Do you know this mother father has the audacity to start looking around and shit? It's a crack way on the other side of the windshield in the corner. So you tell me you can see that little bit crack from a block and a half away? Look here, I could arrest you about that crack. The wrong crack, bro. This ain't that. You ain't been saying you jail, got hells and everything. Where'd you get those speakers from? None of your damn business. Is there anything else you need or want? Motherfucker got to, you know, be some kind of thief or something? I don't understand. Why do we get categorized, you know, as being thieves or something? When we go in the grocery store, when you go into the different shops and whatnot, they always have a nerve to want to follow you around the store. Hurry up and buy. What? Hurry up and who? No, your ass, hurry up and get the hell away from me. I'm not even going to send no damn money off between this motherfucker. You don't want my money. Because if you did, you would stop following me. Are you trying to help me? Or are you trying to make me feel some type of way? Matter of fact, why do we patronize businesses that treat us that kind of way? Yeah. Don't worry. I'll wait. Mayor, why do we patronize?
I don't do a lot of shopping anyway. So I don't really go to many places. I do, but I don't. And I feel like sometimes if we feel some way about certain places, we always talk to Indian about how we don't stop going there, we don't post it everywhere. And then the time I'll be right back in that same Chinese store, going to that same McDonald's, going to that same movie. If we actually stick to our guns on some of these places and actually stand our ground, some of these businesses will be affected by the things that they're doing. But when that whole breakout on people getting upset, and I'm not being racist or anything, so don't take it personal, people, but that just really baffled me. But it just shows how white people can have a complaint. And they didn't even go all the way in like we would do. And they're made news. Every time you look up, they call in the police because you didn't wave. If we start acting like that, call up and you know what? If you feel like you are being harassed, you have the right. It is time for us to start acting like we have the same rights before they take them away. Utilize them. Take advantage of them. Just don't abuse them. You have the right to shop anywhere you want to. If you don't want, if they feel some type of way, they can turn your business away. If they don't have no reason, then, you know, do your thing. If you feel some type of way in there, call the police like they do. They got them on standby. You have them on standby. You feel like you've been harassed. And all you wanted was a 99-cent kick here. Now you done got put in handcuffs because all of a sudden now the Chinese man felt some type of way when we could have just did the same thing. But it's something else I want to touch on, too, since we were
on
the
topic. Let's go.
It's kind of veering back to the LGBT. And it also has to do with what we're talking about being categorized. I personally feel like with the time things are going, everybody's going to always have term and different terminologies for what they want to be categorized as. But which I started realizing, the more y'all want to put yourself in category, the more problems y'all causing yourself. To be honest, when back in the 80s and the 60s, 70s, and 80s, when it was just you gay. You gay, you gay, you gay, you gay. You like a man, you gay. You like a woman, you gay. You want both, you still gay. Then you get closer to the mid-80s and the 90s, and then we started trying to call ourselves bisexuals and down low brothers. Now, in this day and age, now they get these titles, but what they fail to realize is with each and every one of those titles and each and every one of those letters, you are now putting yourself in a category, now they're going to shun you. It's already bad enough the LGBT community has been shunned, and I'll tell you one of the biggest reasons why it's been shunned, because they feel like in that community, they feel like we patronize and we try to mock the rainbow flag, because the rainbow signifies something totally different. On a spiritual level, that rainbow signifies something totally different, and they feel like we as the LGBT community are making a mockery of it. So off top, we've already been looked down upon. You want to get equal rights, and then when it happens, now people are doing it. And you put yourself in categories, so then when things go bad, where now they're putting the divorce rate almost tripled since they've had same-sex marriages, because you guys aren't taking it serious. And that's because y'all want to be so much in a category. Y'all want to be known as a same-sex marriage. You want to be these queer, curious people. But yet when y'all got, now y'all getting looked at as, oh, well, how come it's not working? Now they're going to talk about you. That same thing, all those IQA people, they can't stay in relationships. They can't, their divorce rate is 68%, but just the category you wanted. Instead of just being the typical gay person and just doing what you have to do, but at the end of the day, why are you so worried about having that category, that title, when you should be worried about making that money? That money bag don't got no title to it.
Well, you know, when you start categorizing people, it's easier for people to then start, like you said, ridiculing.
Put you as a whole.
And start judging you. You intersex people, all you guys do is do. You guys, all you guys do, that's all you're going to ever hear.
And in the black community, one of the biggest things, when I was growing up, it was okay to be called African American. Now, people don't want to be called this. They don't want to be called that. Brown skin, people want to be called brown skin. And it's like nobody wants to be put in a category no more, because those categories are having bad reps to them now. There's no longer a good title to be. Black Lives Matter, don't get me wrong. But some people feel like, dang, you know, if they call us, well, you black people, then it's a problem. But you call yourself black. That's about some categories again. I'm cool off of them. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm a male who is interested and open-minded to any and everything. I've never discouraged myself. And no, for the record, on the category, some of us was never scared off. I love everything God has made and created. There ain't nothing deterred me. I'm just been an open-minded individual all my life, and that's probably how I'm going to live for the rest of my life. But I'm not putting myself in no category. I'm doing good being a black man with no record at 31.
How about that? All I know is, like I said, when we start categorizing, it makes it easier to judge. It just makes it completely easier to judge people. I don't like saying so-and-so is this or so-and-so is that. Like I said, judge not unless ye be judged, people. Believe that. And once you start judging and categorizing, karma gonna get you, because usually you're only doing that so you can separate, segregate, congregate, conversate, and desecrate someone or their name, their character, or whatever, what have you. And I ain't with shit. Real life, I just ain't with shit. I don't think that, like I said, when I sit and think about it, I just think that judging people is just too much. We've gone too far. We've come too far.
At least if you're going to judge someone, keep to yourself. We don't care. We don't care. You know what? We don't care. You know who? What? We don't care. Susie came out with purple hair, color eyes. Guess what? Susie was comfortable enough, because I see people on a regular, I ride a city bus, and as crazy as them people is on that bus, shout out to Coco, I heard she just got out again. Anywho, and she's a medical person, individual. But if everybody just lets it, if everybody just lives their life, do what they want to do, and feel how they want to feel, if they want to come outside, and if that big girl will come out and have her rose hanging out, so be it, let her do it. If it's trifling for her and she was okay with it, go for it. Don't put her in the category and say all big girls do that, because no, all big girls don't do that. All skinny people do, because no, all skinny people don't do that. All white people, no, they don't. It's just everybody lives in their own world and in their own head. Sometimes they get caught up in these shows and they start living these lives. You see it all the time. You see these characters, people living these characters' lives, they're starting to get the plastic surgeries done just to look like something.
Just to look like something they're not, who they're
hunting. Just because you've made them so uncomfortable in their own skin.
And ain't that something? Oh,
they don't change what they look like for you to please.
Go through whole surgeries, the transplants, and this and that, just to
fit in the category.
Be accepted. It ain't got to be for a category, just to be accepted by your fellow man. Except if you really stop and look at them, usually they ain't the ones to talk about no damn body. It's always the worst ones is the first one. You heard me? The worst one is the first one. But they not fun. That's so you know why they do that? It's the wonder, why is it always these motherfuckers? They got something to say. And then I realized that they hit the reverse type of shit. Let me hurry up and come for you.
Before you hurt my.
So you don't come for my ass. As long as I got you on the defense, you can't be on offense. Because you can't play offense and defense at the same damn time. So if I keep you on the defense and defending who you are, you don't have time to see what the fuck I am. Or to know what I'm doing, or for, therefore, furthermore, judge me.
I ain't gonna lie. I judge you.
I know you're a judge.
I tell everybody, I'm gonna go ahead and keep the Holy Gully 100. I feel like we all judge in our heads.
We do, too.
We all do it. And we all do the category. But we don't got to discuss everything that come on in your cranium. Some of y'all, first of all, we don't want to know what you got to say because you didn't want to even finish school. So, boom, let me judge you there. You ain't got a GED or even trying to do something with your life. I don't even want to hear what you got to say. You can't even tie your own shoes, let alone you keep your own responsibilities in check. So I don't want to hear your opinion. I don't want to hear nothing what you got to talk about. What you should be worried about is them not categorizing you as one of them humble that live in the meadow. Period.
I ain't not because I'm living in the meadows.
And let me tell you though, this is why it goes back to that categorizing, because they always assume everybody was in the meadows was living a hard life. No, I wasn't. I had a nice apartment. My mother can speak for it. My aunt can speak for it. My friends can speak for it. I kept a very nice house. My apartment was never dirty. I had my own car. I was working. I took care of everything in myself. And that's because I didn't want to be categorized as just some humbum type of dude living there. If you choose not to live in a category, then do that. If some people get caught up in those moments and you let people psych you into believing that that's what you are. When they say you are, say that you're not. When they say that you're not something, you tell them that you are. You stay positive regardless.
Let me open up a couple of mics. We don't hardly get time, but we don't start it. Letting our blind talkers down and take some in his face. Shout out to my dysfunctional family members. Matter of fact, Triple H said on Hot Diddy Damn, let's folks know who the hell he is. Come on in,
Bobby. Yo, what's going on, family? What's going on? Big chill in the building.
What's going on, family?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Just all fucking working all day, just getting off. $17.99, bro. And, you know what I mean? Just listening to what y'all got to do, man. I've been balls to the wall all day. Okay. Yeah, it's all good. We getting moves that ain't been possible to do in the last 30 days or so. So, I mean, I got to shout out the teamwork, dysfunction, and everything. Everything they got us here to this day keep me breathing. Talia, Craig, I'll see you another day. Stay on the line, Tommy. Oh, shit.
Okay. And matter of fact, yeah, you know what it is. I need you to get on your own in there and let them know. Let me open up another line real quick.
I'm about 2 seconds from cracking open this bottle. I'm going to be right at home.
Triple. And number 317, call 0552. What it do?
Shit, what's good? What's good?
Does that mean
what it do? Shit, it's a little more, man. I'm back in this motherfucker. I don't be on this shit that much, man. I've been working, you feel me, trying to get my projects together, you feel me? My album, two albums, two mixtapes, a couple EPs, you feel me? I'm just working. So I'm just trying to get this shit back up, you feel me?
That's what's up. Shout out to Prince Gooch, Jeanette, Smith Elmore, all those that are coming in once again. Big homie, stay on the line. I got you. Stay on the line. Y'all know what he is. Y'all know that he was a mess. Hold on. To all my dysfunctions, please let the others know. Y'all know how to communicate with each other. We do that well. Let them know. I'm gonna let you hear that on this show. Get y'all committed. You know what I mean? You know how we do. Spit a couple lines before the show is through. But only those who are on there. So if you ain't here, you ain't there, you ain't on the mic, and I can't hear. All right? That's the shot. Thank you. Shout out once again to Mr. Banks for tuning in with us. To all those under the sound of my voice, if you are a rapper or you would like to talk to me and Samir individually on the phone line, call in right now at 760-542-4327. Again, for those on the back row, 760-542-4327, and we will open up the mic and let you speak. If you can rap, baby, we got 16 bars. We'll let you down, get in as well. So please holler back. You know what we do. It's Ms. Jackson and Samir, and the show's now through. So, anywho, before I get all about it, shout out to all the compliments on my hair and on my look, y'all. I'm trying to be happy. If you dress happy, you know how your attire sometimes set the mood. How y'all feel like that? My clothes tell me how I feel. Or better, is it the other way around?
The other way around.
That might be it. My clothes dictate I dictate what I wear according to what I feel. I used to wear, y'all know I'm a good wig wearing helper. That's right. I decided to bring it up, twist it up, get it right. My girl Courtney got me on this thing, keeping my shit tight. So, yeah, but I'm getting but it's drinking milk up under here. One day I'm gonna get brave enough to just say, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all see my hair. My little thin piece of hair. It ain't got that much relevance, but it's married and it's all good. Long hair don't care. Believe I ain't foggy by far.
Graciously taking a part.
Samira got all the long hair now, so.
Well, get to the stamp and fill.
That's
how
we don't want no hair no more.
It's only because all the hippies, aka my aunt and mom, definitely decided to go ahead and whack them.
Whack our hair off.
Be honest with you, I was trying to keep up with them. And shout out to my auntie Andrea because she was the one that told me to get my lock started 8 years ago. Look at me, straight to the auntie. Thank you.
Oh,
Just come on for a paycheck, give me a check. Talked to a couple people today. And we're going to have to get some other people on the show.
But yeah.
A couple rappers. We got some rappers that said they were trying to get in touch with you. Hey, y'all, Miss Jackson's a busy lady. I'm telling y'all, I've been referring to her way all the time. It takes forever. Because she gets so many people to send them. Also, people, as a reminder, if y'all have music, y'all know how to get in touch with her. Y'all know if y'all Facebook friends, if y'all follow her, y'all have to know, no doubt. We definitely are down for supporting our locals. We definitely do that. And if we don't support you, who will? Period.com. Everywhere you go, you see, you go to Atlanta, you go to Florida, you go to New Orleans, you go to all the places. They play mainly their own people's music when we even start the game off. So let's start supporting our own friends. We got to keep them in the city a little bit longer just so we can get back on that map.
Huh. How about that? But, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of support, I need our parents to start supporting their own kids. Before we get into here and let a couple rappers do what they do, I promise them that we're going to start representing the way we came in is the way we will have to go out. If we go out, we will not leave. Whether we the tide rise and sort of the bottom come out. We started out dysfunctional. We started out strong. We started out representing for our independence and our local from coast to coast. So we're going to keep that thing popping. We're going to keep this thing going. And if you don't kick your leg and you ain't showing, that's your time and money that you blow. But we internet. We work. We network. We don't just twerk. We network. Believe that. All right. From the 334, y'all already know 7172. What the hell it do?
You do what it do, baby.
Who on the line? Where you at? 7172.
What's
going on?
Did we lose? I knew that was you. What's up? What's up, Flame? How you living? Are you living in Woods? How you living in Woods?
I'm alright. I'm going out.
I'm trying to get my life right. I'm trying to get to heaven and get my life right. Real quick, shout out to Toria Jackson, Adrian Beverly, Greg, Roby, Brian Cash, all those that are tuning in, checking us out. You know what I mean? Let us know you're in the building. Give a shout out. Send an emoji. Put a comment. If you'd like to talk to us live, call 760-542-4327, and please be a part of the show. We are very interactive, and we would love to hear from you. Again, the number is 760-542-4327. Now, I thought about doing something real quick. Hold on. Claim, I need you to hang on. You know what we're going to do. Give me a couple minutes, and we're going to go on and we're going to go on busing for old school. I get it.
All right.
You know who.
Yeah, I don't know what she's about to do.
What am I going to do? What is I going to do? I bet you don't know it. I bet you don't know it. I'm getting ready, though. Y'all, I am mega goofy. I know I am. Don't judge me. Pray for me. But to it's this thing I've been looking at all day. I have been laughing. I know y'all be on the internet, and so I was on the internet, and I've been watching these little videos in my feeling.
I was gonna ask if you've seen any of those challenges.
Yeah, do you love me?
They've been going in on them challenges.
They have been going in.
Okay, definitely want to try.
So. I figured, do you want to try it now?
No, not right now. Oh, I just started watching this thing.
So,
I just started, just about 2 hours ago. Are you ready? You know, I'm old now.
So I just laughed because I think it's the cutest thing. But he's talking about Keke Palmer, right? Keke said, KP, do you love me?
I still do.
Tell me about
you know who I wish we would do it? Some of your viewers who's watching,
We would invite y'all on.
That's not what I'm looking for. Y'all, wait a minute. Okay, I know what it is. See, I can't get it the mic, but it's, baby, Kiki, do you love me? See, I can't. You can play it from your phone. It won't go loud. You can play it from something else. It won't play loud, but I'm gonna find a way. He's banging. But they do the kitchen challenge. So next week, I'm gonna get up and I'm gonna surprise y'all. And I'm gonna do the kitchen in my feelings.
She gonna do this.
Yes.
By herself.
I'm gonna do it with Samir.
By herself.
And we gonna get up and do kitchen. Do you love me?
I wouldn't need my feelings enough to do it.
What, why?
Because I didn't have a red cup when I was just there.
I don't need a red cup. I need it on my own self.
Red cup
bad reasons. I want to get up to the Kiki do you love me. But I can't. Because it won't play it right for me. And I don't want to ask my engineer to do that. So, what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, once again, feel free to call in at 760-542-4327 if you'd like to be in our cipher. If you know anyone that has 16 hot bars that can come on in and bless our mic for the one time, twice, and it's nice, don't get it fucked up.
Since we're back on the cipher, who
is doing
that?
I don't know.
Defined our LLVP celeb.
Well, we have.
Is that wrong, Ms. Jackson? I'm giving that title. I'm giving it more so.
So here's the thing.
The LLVP celeb. It'd be the talk of the web. I love talking about pub.
I know it's going to be what it's going to be. Somebody on here is going to be third. That you asked about just
I mean,
and I already know, but I'm going
to
let them
I don't want anyone to be offended at all. I've actually had conversations, so that's just somebody I'm actually cool with, so that's almost like hashtag friend. So I'm really, that was why I was asking. It wasn't any shame behind it. Hashtag no culture.
No problem, Trey.
Hashtag no culture. I mean, we give, I want to hear Flame, I want to hear Triple, you know what I mean? I want to hear Yonkers, I want to hear them all, you know? I'm ready to hear everybody come back. It's been a while. We miss you all. And we ready to make the mic hot again.
That's what's up. So, without a further ado or damn don't, I need y'all to, where my rappers at? I'm going to get open up a couple mics real quick and let some of my rappers.
Hashtag Mariah.
But from the 317, 3111, where you at? Triple H Sale, are you there? Triple going twice.
Hashtag,
be right back.
Must
be great for somebody. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. From the 334, you already know. Time to come in and bless the LLBC show. Get him, Flame.
Listen. See, lately I've been chilling. I've been in a world full of suckers. See, I thought about blessing the mic, but since I'm mad, I'm going to curse this motherfucker. Excuse my language. You know where I'm from, the city where they slain people, put bodies in the trunk from the slump, Dothan, Alabama. That's a 30-minute drive from the Gump. And you don't know that, boy, we ain't vote for Trump. I'm trying to show him how to do it. See, I ain't rapped in a minute since the last time the cypher was on. Been out of business, but it's all good. I'm still off in it and still spitting, trying to show these newcomers ain't competition. I'm the champion. She ain't introduced me right, but it's all good because I'm going to still do my thing on this mic. And I know how they is. And I know what they want. It's this man, but I'm going to get all on. But see, I've been rusty lately. I ain't even been to the studio. But every time they be speaking the cypher, I drop a stupid flow. I ain't even got to write it down because I got talent. And I can drop a sweet 16 and knock them off their balance. Yeah, they say they want to hear Flame. Well, here I am. You know where this guy at. You know where I'm bringing grams, trying to show them what I do. You know who I am. But next round, I'm going to show them how I do it when I spam. And this ain't a scam.
All right.
Yeah. All right, let me see. From the 3170552. I'm sorry, Flame. Can't be another rap battle. Big homie, what it do?
Shit, let me flame up. Let me spark up this blood real fast. All right, can you hear me?
Let's go.
Can you hear me? All right. Look, ball out with my brothers before I ball out on a bitch. Tweaking with the guys, we gon' hit them in this shit. I'm a chill nigga, boy, don't make me flip the switch. She got a strong game, tell me what the difference is. I'm smoking so much, baby, I swear I don't feel shit. I only want some money, bitch, I don't need shit. The streets is a court, and you know we got the clip. I'm shooting at the top, look where we come from. The streets is my baby, boy, I rap just for the fun. Look, we need all that, so we not taking some. Don't try no funny shit, so please don't be dumb. Gang with me and smack niggas' faces. Animals, we belong in them cages. Put the mess in his mouth like he wearing braces. Put my brother in my flesh, now he with me to the death. Stepping light and all white. We some dog, ready for the dog fight. Got my eyes closed tight. I can rock all black, call me the Dark Knight. My bitch said I love money more than her. She right, but I don't love her a bit. She just another bitch. She got a lot to offer, but I don't really need the bitch. Love, trust, lust, I feel none in the streets. I run from none. My ex bitch, nigga, a bitch. She says she's scared of me. She better tell him he need to be the same and fear me. Because I'm going to do life before I let a church boy disrespect me.
Okay. I hear you. All right. Triple XL, where you at?
Yo, yeah,
all
right. On the other line and shit, my bad. Didn't come prepared tonight. I heard that, though. Couldn't get the mute off. Let me just get some shit started. Everybody showing up tonight? Good evening.
We got some on here that was just you third in line.
Fuck it. Listen. Money up. Fuck a down, bitch. Get a brick flip quick. Be slick like Harlem Knight and write the day shift. Shit. We on this bacon grit. You rapping or you making it. You either hating or you faking it. I'm 100 proof truth. You can savor it. Go logo, ain't no saving them. Bars with the mortar, you see me laying them. Your cranium relaying slim. Triple make them go like it's your best friend. With a Weston, learn your lesson. And even if it's your next of kin, ain't no protecting them. Jug the executioner in the rep for them. Streets against a gangster, ain't the best for them. Teflon chest limbs, never break bend. I'm the Big Daddy Kane and their little Kim. You know I'm just rambling, thanks for understanding. Triple good for the feature or the candid. I wild out, nigga, I don't need a cannon. You can jam it. Bare hands leave damage and DNA in her sandwich. Dick in the bread, here, bitch, eat the manwich. Yeah, I'm dirty as the van get. Nasty as rampiss. Fuck a new mama to open up the bandages. Give her a baby wipe, then give her a camel kiss. Can you believe I ran with this? How plan is the lint like SNL bits and glands that drip. You walking with the motherfucking trip, cue a riff. Come on, Triple.
Woo. Okay. I needed to come up for air for a minute. I couldn't breathe. Let's go. If you know somebody who can flow, if you know somebody that can bless this show, get them on the line, 760-542-4327. Again, 5-4-2-4-3-2-7. They, you know, somebody's baby daddy. Man, and y'all all year ain't dropped one song. Tell him get on the side grade. Don't take long. Come on in, Blair.
You at? You want to see? Calling you out. Calling out the rapper.
All the any other rappers, like I said, we gonna go around too. So we gonna give y'all a chance to see what y'all do before we wrap the show up. I want them to know that I love the rappers on the LLBP radio show. Man. We went out, we went from 3-1, and then we're going to go the other way around. Triple X L. Lay it down.
Where's Fruit Boy at Pub at? He said he's going to come out here and battle at us.
I hear you.
Where's the Fun Boy at? He said he was going to come out here and do some damage.
I don't know who's Fun Boy. Who's Fun Boy?
All right, I'll spit about it. I remind you. I told him I was going to come for him. Listen.
Okay,
well, they're going to have to listen to the rebound. Listen, I told him you can get your... Go ahead and get your body parts, your wet parts, little Juana man, little loose hand, no group on his pooch man, pink bottoms and no boots man, but I got a hand so big it slopped the orbit out of the space jet. And he probably Ray fam. He out of the CPU like all my hoes, they take RAM. But you dodge and got to hit me in the shimmy and cosine, your punk band and the sad. You probably choke when you laugh. Fat rolls in your taki, your lunch bag. Diet Coke in the tab, and he's super mad. Got him looking like a Muffet baby, so we call him Miss Piggy's dad. Are you holding the mic or a mini pad? I think he a demi fag, like RuPaul and the Henny ad, next to the Jimmy ads. You don't work, nigga, like Triple with a fitted cap. You look like all black remote with fruity numbers, no joke. Even better, you're the drop soap. You should be on tightrope that don't hang and promote. Like, even your name sounds like a deep throat with a limo tender, 10.4 or 10.3. Your breath smell like you swallowing a sneeze. And you look like a monkey, a cheerleader at Chuck E. Cheese with a bottle of jellies in his pocket. No keys, just Alabama bed bugs passing out sleepy CDs at cross-dress MCs like rapping is a disease that these new niggas get for free. Bitch, please. Stay in the closet playing with lingerie and pink figurines. This army don't like how you marine. Force out his air out the power range until he turn green. I beat these nays like to the dealers like a fiend. Watch how you aim this beam at your Maybelline. Blast holes through your treasure trove through his belly and spleen. Put down the mag and let him continue to scream. Put Triple on the drumbo screen. Undertaker grab him, fling him out the ring. Look, the closer you ever beat to real MC is when you hear Marcus Galloway. And you think it's all a dream, like one of your truck fake and steal everything in between. Your made up character, nigga, half human being. I see you in traffic with a V8, nigga. Take the pedal and lean. Triple. Rewind that, bitch.
Oh. Boom, bitch. Somebody gonna be mad. They calling out government now. They call you government now. She got real.
Mm-hmm.
So if you heard your name.
You heard it.
You heard it.
Coming live from the LLBP radio show.
Call them out. Let them know, man. I do. By the way, for those who are tuning in on the Blog Talk side, if you'd like to be part of the cipher, please push 1 on your keypad. Again, if you want to be part of the cipher, thanks for tuning in. All the different area codes that are in the building, thank you for tuning in. However, if you'd like to be part of the cipher, you must push 1 on your phone so that you can participate. All right? Now, Big Homie,
shit,
where you right. at?
Shit, I got you. Shit, they say I'm the greatest that make me impatient. You think I'm a saver, but I am two player. A job for the takers, we take it. It's basically shoot the vacation. They say I'm going to make it. I got to stay patient. You losing, I'm racing. I'm running. You losing by acres. They say I'm going to make it. I'm stuck on a basic, and we cannot fake it. It's get it or take it. The money, I stack it, and then I go save it. Won't spend on a bitch because that bitch ain't no shit. It's me and Lobino. We fuck up the profit and fuck up the ego like purple casinos. And I know what she know. I know what she's thinking. So when she come and see me, my happiness is sinking. I'm up so late, and I am not blinking. She asks what I'm drinking, I'm smoking this dope, and there is no thinking. Won't fall in love. I gotta keep my distance. The bitch broke my heart, and I don't go fishing. They say that I'm tripping. And no love in my heart, that shit that's been missing. Girl, why you stay bitching? Go and love him, because me and him are different. I'm chasing the binges, I swear I hate spending. Posted up thinking like, nigga, what are you? Ah, I'm posted up thinking like, nigga, what are you? Ah, fuck.
Shit, I'm too fucking hot for this shit, man. I can't even come back to me, man. I got you. I got you next time.
All right. Okay. Let me count. You get caught slipping. Don't fall.
Keep going.
Keep going. Keep going. From the 334, you already know. So to all those who are on the line, and you call in a cipher, please. Push one. Two, one at a time. I
say, Mom, I guess they got something to say.
Listen to the rap battle king. He sang and he rap. Let's see what you're going to do today, buddy. They calling out
names. Man,
they dropped the phone.
Hey, man, listen, I was just over here reciting some songs. I ain't even, I'm not on no battling right now, but I'll let y'all hear it. But I don't know. But it's my turn, though, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, listen. Look, you don't put no food on my plate, and you don't keep no roof up over my head, and you ain't out here trying to help me get bread, so, nigga, how you feel about me? You be the first motherfuckers who got something to say. If you a hater or a snake, stay the fuck out my face. Gonna fuck around and make me catch a new case. But anyway, listen. If you don't like me, then that's cool. Just stay the fuck from around me. Name been drug all through the mud, but can't no nigga down me. You know the conversation beat when they bring up your past. Like, how you got room to talk when you still sitting on your ass? I bet you still in the trap, selling your little dimes on social media, flexing, telling your little lies. Boy, you niggas pitiful, real stupid. See, my right hand still don't know what the left one be doing. My shit clueless. See, I'm from the city where I'm hated in person, but on the blog site, they say my future's so bright, they call them fog lights. Yeah, but they see when that dude be spitting, they don't want to hear me a song. They want to hear me diss them. I'm like, I've been gone for a minute. So what I miss? Y'all still on the same shit? Why my name got to be this? Triple say he got a rhyme for me, but he couldn't find it. But see, I found mine, so I call this shit perfect timing. But I ain't even write nothing. Shit, I'ma just keep rhyming, because I know y'all boys still behind your past timing. So forget the one who rapped before me and the one that was after me, because if you know like I know, you'll put up and try to battle me. And I ain't trying to do nothing. I ain't trying to sound harsh and show y'all boy what I do, because y'all know I'm coming with bars. I'm trying to lay you down like pants and bring the starch. And you know how I do it. It's going to be kind of hard for you to march. Yeah. That's past tense. I ain't talking about the data, and everybody know what I did. You slow like your data. So if you want problems with me, it really don't matter, because you know how I'm coming at them, shooting it all at your bladder. Have you pissed off because you ain't potty trained? Well, your manners, that's what you get for trying to come at me, take over my banner. I'm the champ. I got the title. I don't even need the rifle. I'm coming in all red like Jesus spoke in the Bible. So if you ain't gonna comprehend that, you know, comprehend it. And I don't know how I did it when I do it, so pay attention. And I just violated probation. I'm taking over the whole nation. Y'all, this track motivates me. So if you drop a song about me, you know I'm coming hard. And you know, like that prison talk with the bars, but we ain't even going to speak on that. So if you know, like I know it, keep your feedback. Because you know Flame coming with that heat pack. Now that's this track. Now let me hear your feedback.
All right, from the, wait, we had one from the 463 2081. Where you at? Come out there.
Yo.
Yo,
yo,
let them know who this is.
What's happening? This is your boy Germ Dope. What's good, Miss Jay?
Hey, Jerry, what's good? What's good? How you living,
Jerry? I'm out here on the street, and I heard you was doing a rap cipher, so I had to call in. You know, I had to call in and show some love real quick.
But that's what's up, Jerry. God bless the mic one time, folks.
I got you. I'm finna bless the mic for you one time for the one time.
No, come on,
Tony. Let me hit this real quick. All right, look. I got you, Miss J. Well, I only wanted to bust him, like, I'm finna see what's up for. I got you. All right, look, I said, niggas talking about what they gonna do if they blow. What's really more important, what you do when you broke. I be pistol-toting, nigga. I be damn if I don't. I said I been across the street. I left the chickens at home. Went around a couple times, but now it's time to reload. Told you she don't suck dick, but didn't tell me she don't. There's a line you never cross. Check what side that you on. I got an AR for the clip. Glizzy equipped with a drum. Another AR with a scope 150 yards from your home. Left bro my cell. We ain't talking on phones. Take a breath before I shoot. Pray this shit don't go wrong. Homie, I was just thinking couple backwards ago. Like reservations getting low. I gotta go to the store. Nigga, we be smoking gas. Give a fuck about a roll. How are these bitches getting past like they got on a roll? I found the way to get my glow without stepping on toes. Smoking pack, man. We turned the pussy into a ghost. Same ones talking shit, we subtracting the most. I got X, got O's, we be running them plays. Bitches fuck a Draco, I chop the stock off the K. Say I'm all about my chips, so I be stacking my lays. Got a 60K play, I'm about to hit at the gang. Didn't lick, switch whips, now we on the same thing. Gotta get a bankroll, and that's by any means. Between street and sidewalk, I'm trying to stay on the green. Keep your money in your bros and let the hoes get between. Add a Glock to the list, and it's attached to the beam. I ain't scared to set it off, I'm the king, she the queen. I resurrected the message, I found the dark. I resurrected the message, I re-requested my blessing. Got the dark and the light, then I went to war with discretion. They asked me shit I'm not used to. In a different direction, so I can't do no more shows that don't start an ending collection. No, my life is a classic. I take your life on some plastic. Come picking bones, we Jurassic. This Glock at 8, I do magic. Leave you shocked, ain't no static. Looking at your star backwards, trying to take my cheese. Local bitch, I call it foreign, cause she scrape her knees. Don't bring me no Vega leaves. Call them front woods, cause I'm facing these. Waiting patiently. Pick the lock if I can't find the key. Voice in my head, keep on telling me. I be getting higher than apostrophe. Logically, really lost track, they think they running me. You would think I buzz, cause I be where the honeys be, money be. I'm a C, can't hide from me. Glizzy dog and nigga, it ain't on a leash. Ironically, I'm causing all the havoc because I keep the peace.
Okay.
My homie, I'm with one of the best. We on the live radio. Let him get it.
Let me spit this rhyme. It's the first thing I ever spoke. Upon listening to this shit, you probably think about the choke. Ain't no choking involved unless I'm puffing out Dro. And I always keep it real, staying Gucci from head to toe.
Ooh.
I don't know.
Okay.
What's good.
Get him. You don't have to go back in.
No. Let me think. Okay.
First, let me ask you what your name is.
I don't think these people nowadays, transgenders aren't homos. I think they're just like cocksuckers and they want to keep talking, but they want to.
Come on, you got it.
And I always like.
Come on, Miss J gonna talk for serious. You gonna talk for real?
Okay.
You gotta bless it.
Like I told you, I haven't done it in a long time. Okay. I got the tip on the low from the Freds and the undercover Popo. And I got a lightsaber way bigger than a Han Solo. 4 inches from the ground. You know how it get down. You better tell the neighborhood T Jigga's back in town.
Ooh, you not playing with him, man. Miss J, you not playing with him, man. Let me get him one more time for you if you want me to. If not, I'll let it be that.
What we gonna do is get another round to do. Stay fine. If you come back, you gonna open your mic back up. We gonna come around one more time. Stay on the line.
All right, bet.
If there are any other rappers on the line that would like to rap, please put one on your keypad so that you can open your mic. Also, if you know of any rappers, your baby mama, that one girl down the street, your baby daddy, any of them that rap, tell them. 760-542-4327, and they can rap live on the OBB Radio Show. Get it on in.
Radio Show.
All right. Boom, bounce, and flag. We got the function popping off live. Let me see. Were they getting all upset? Some Triple XL. You ain't done it yet?
I ain't done. Listen. I keep bars in the clip. Huh? You ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I keep bars in the clip. A dick on your lip. How they still talking shit? I really roll through the six with me and my bad bitch. The dollar makes sense, hence the hate persists.
And I'm laying these bricks for your clique and your homemade tits like that battle cat. And you get bit with big dogs with teeth and toothpicks. Bitch, I'm a vet in this Mac and you got tripped to flip. But not like that one him chick, we'll call him a hick. Yeah, the one that got booed by T.I. the tip. Had him on stage looking like, where the Apollo stick? I think he said, if your head too loud, get the bitch a rinse. You basic niggas is dense. And I got a gun so big, I lean this bitch on the fence. Plug a hole through your Superman. Make him turn Kent. Draco with the kick. They call us Crooked Eye when you niggas got us bent. So fuck this dirty laundry. I don't want to wash them. I'm a vent. I'm about money, not the trick. Go get your bunny and make her quick. I don't fall, just trip. X be playing. Y'all don't want to see him lit. Fuck around and have a fit and spaz on your alphabet. My squad mob like Malcolm's men. Wrap your spouse in a towel with kerosene to douse them in. Dysfunction in the house you in. I'm just saying. Triple make it hot. Call it butane. Now that's a real flame. Sight. You're just a pilot like, nigga, stop the fight. Your bullets nick off these cannons, and now that's a Mike and Ike. Mad Midwest, nigga, call up the boat right. Funeral home, we'll play your little mixtape where your phone songs cry. Nigga, Underground Railroad, nigga, this is my drum pipe. You shoot for the moon, but this is sunlight. All strap goons, nigga, not one right. I'm not a fun or a nice guy. Women, kids, and dogs, and none die. Write gun rhymes. Got a gun so big, I can't show you how to run right. Make your chest ache as tight. Leave blood, snot, and cordite. Make bullets make them tap out, nigga. That's a, that's a price line. Catch this travel flight. I'll be serving more tonight, nigga. It's triple, man. Fuck with you, boy. Naptown.
All right. Yeah. Big homie, Lamar, where you at?
Thank you. Yeah, I got
your
I got
time, you know, redemption time.
Look, I don't reminisce on it. Yo bitch gonna diss on me. Yes, you wanna love Mar. Sorry, bitch, I'm rusty. I know you see me speaking, so hush, please. Dripping like a nosebleed. I can see myself succeed. Bitch, I got the best seat. Smoking endo, endos blowing smoke out the window. I'm grinding, tell me what you in for. You diss on the net, then we aim for your neck. Fuck that nigga Donald, run down on me, pussy. Hopping in the beef with certified as a rookie. Fuck Demetrius, ain't no shit, he a pussy. Church boy won beef, my ex better tell him. I don't keep the peace, I'm in love with the violence. Catch a nigga lacking, if he diss, I'ma fire him. I don't say shit on the net. Lil' Mar moving silent, screaming, fuck the peace. Cause these niggas starting beef. I go looking, but nobody outside. You was huddled with a bitch, I was out on the block. You are what you eat. That says why these, that explains a lot, cause these niggas really pussy.
Okay. Interesting. That what you gave that one. Interesting. So the whole
drink y'all see y'all out here listening. The word interesting had me check all
this. It's the body lady. Yeah.
I just gave one word and everything went haywire.
My whole word. Yes, Lord. Right. Here one time, fam.
Man, I don't know what else to say. Man, I ain't been rapping in so long. Hey, but I heard my favorite line of ever on the show. I heard my favorite line though. I heard I got a gun so big. And, you know that's my favorite line. So I got a gun so big, bar.
Well, come on in with the gun so big,
and
wrap this thing up for tonight.
Got
you the last.
Yeah, time. I got. Well, I'm gonna make this. I got one good bar. Listen, I got a gun so big, but the clip ain't got bars in them. So that means that shit don't do nothing but shoot words. See, I got clips long as two middle fingers. You get it? It's doing more than shooting birds.
Okay.
I'm glad to know that we're ciphering on Tuesdays now, no longer on Wednesdays, or this was just something that you just decided to throw together tonight.
I'm seeing how y'all work with it. If you do better with it, we do better with it.
New times call for new adventure.
I got a couple new cats that have been hitting me up about rapping, so... I have a basketball game on Wednesday night, so. Yeah, we're gonna. I'm gonna do all of that, and whoever that new guy was that was rapping, he was pretty decent. I mean, he had a little rhythm type flow, but you know, we got to break them into battle rappers.
Take care of those that take care of you. 10 o'clock. Do you know where your children are? If you don't, fine. God bless you. Good night.